the morning play with Jesse and MJ.
Y'all are feisty this morning. I like it.
Right?
I like it. Makeup or breakup. Kelly has this situation going on.
My husband's mad at me because I ran out of gas and I called another guy to come pick me up.
She doesn't get it. She's like, I don't understand. Now he works in another state.
She did let it slip that this guy that she calls frequently for car things.
He's a mechanic.
And is an ex.
Yes.
Which I think that's the root of the problem.
I totally think
that it's because it's an ex. That's what his issue is.
You know, a lot of people agree with you. Like, Karen, what do you think, makeup or breakup?
I think I'd be kind of ready to hit him in the mouth. As far as I'm concerned, this is a sexist issue. If she had called a woman, it had been fine and dandy with her man, but he was jealous. And the reason was she called a man instead of woman.
Yeah, that's so, I mean
that could be it too.
Karen kind of agrees with you. Andrew agrees with me. Andrew, what do you think, makeup or breakup?
Well, I'd like to say an ex should be an ex, and she needs to let him go. She needs to start calling her husband for whenever she needs something. That's why she married him, you know, he's to be there for her.
See, I don't agree with that.
Why? What is the difference?
Now, I think the husband should have been in the conversation. The part where she lost me is she didn't even tell him till after everything was done.
Yeah.
At least, not even like asking permission. I'm not even saying like, hey, can I call my... No. Just say, hey, honey, I ran out of gas. Any way you can help me? If not, I can call so-and-so. Just a quick text at the very least.
Because he needs first dibs?
First right of refusal.
Okay.
I say...
In that situation, if she knows there's no way he can help, she's trying to get wherever she's trying to get. She's sitting on the side of the road. I handle the situation, then while I'm waiting for him to show up, be like, dude, I'm stuck on the side of the road. I called so and so.
But again, I think he would be less mad than he is now.
I think
it's just him being left out of the car. Autumn, you're one of the few people that say, you know what, I'm on his side on this. What do you think, makeup or breakup?
I do agree with you. I believe she should have contacted her husband to get declined by him and then further inform him of what her second scenario would have been.
I mean, I don't think it's like a credit check. And that's what she meant. Should decline? Like, it's not like a like a bank call.
Could I have access to your vehicle?
I don't think it's that. But I strongly think that, again, even if you know, he should have been informed. Or just, you know, at least given the opportunity, maybe he could have dropped everything. She didn't know that.
She seemed pretty confident that he couldn't.
But she didn't know. How does she know?
You don't know.
571-1069.